I got a federal witness, Charlie said promptly. Quincy looked at the sky.
Where?
Shit, I thought you guys had standards. Quincy eyed Rainey balefully.
I guess that explains Waco.
Charlie flinched. This just burns me, man. My heart's breaking, Rainey assured him. Why were you at the elementary school, Charlie?
'Cause I get bored, okay? 'Cause there's nothing to do in Bitchville, USA, and sometimes I need a little distraction.
Is that what Danny O'Grady was to you? Distraction? Charlie shrugged.
Danny was interesting. Real potential, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. He was a good student. Smart, stayed out of trouble. The only potential I saw in him was to get a lot further in life than you ever will. Charlie turned away from her. He looked at Quincy slyly.
You know what I mean, don't you, Fed? I've heard about you. You're some big-shot profiler. Best there ever was. Put away the infamous Jim Beckett.
Dazzle me, Fed. It's damn slow around here. I need someone to say something interesting just so I can stay awake.
I think you should keep doing the talking, Quincy said evenly. Us law enforcement types have a hang-up about hearing things in your own words. Besides, I'm sure you love to listen to yourself speak.
You're no fun.
It's a job requirement.
Charlie, what were you doing with Danny?
Nothing, okay? Exercising our First Amendment rights. You come down on me for that, and I'll sic the ACLU all over your small-town ass.
Rainey turned to Quincy. This isn't working for me.
He seems very belligerent, Quincy agreed.
I think we're going to have to do something about that.
Harm a single dead skin cell on my head, and my father will sue you back to the Stone Age.
At this point, your father would have to get in line. Rainey turned back to Quincy. She said thoughtfully, I'm thinking hair or jacket.
Quincy carefully scrutinized Charlie's black biker jacket and meticulously styled hair.
Jacket, he said.
Okay.
Rainey stepped forward. Charlie saw her coming and tried to duck right. She countered, found a sleeve, and neatly spun Charlie around. A second later, she held the black leather jacket and Charlie stood stunned. Rainey smiled at him. She was in such a dark mood these days. She didn't want to deal with punks. She was sick of kids who wielded guns and switchblades with no real concept of death.
This ends Disc 7.